And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by MetterAuto.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Robert Romanus, Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Gosh, he was so creepy.
I know. I never saw him in anything else.
No? I think it's because he passed away.
No, he's still with us.
He got sick and passed away.
Once again, a big thank you to the P1s, America's most loyal and passionate radio audience. The Little Ticket was again the number one station in the Dallas-Fort Worth market in the July radio ratings. With all four of our primetime shows, your trusty morning musers, Norman D., Bad Radio, and The Hardline, number one in their time slots.
Hot dog.
P1s, we love you long time.
Very much.
A Tony Romo update, in case you were wondering. The former Cowboys quarterback will make his network broadcasting debut 1 week from tonight when he joins Jim Nance for the Chiefs-Seahawks preseason game at CenturyLink in Seattle. Romo's first Cowboys game, November 5th, when the Chiefs come to town. And the only other Cowboys game that he's currently scheduled to call is the Thanksgiving game against the Chargers.
So he's working on his cadence, he's working on his timing and what he's going to say, how he's going to say it. Can he spend just a little bit of time working on publicity photos?
Please.
Why does he always have to look like he's starring in a James Bond film when he takes his picture? Just...
You're way too sensitive about that stuff.
It's not just me.
It's everybody.
Everybody notices.
He will not show his teeth when he smiles. It's always the duck lip, pursed lip.
I haven't noticed that.
Oh, come on.
Whatever.
Stop playing dumb guy.
Yeah.
We are getting close to the release of the AP College Football preseason poll, so how about a few poll fun facts? Did you know that Oklahoma is the school that has been ranked number one preseason the most? 10 times OU has started the season on top, and in four of those years, they finished number one, too. Ohio State has been the preseason number one 8 different times, USC 7, Nebraska and Florida State 6 times each. I was surprised to learn that Texas has never been the AP preseason number one.
Never?
Never.
Not coming off 63 or 1969?
Never.
Huh.
Number two is their highest ranking to start the year. Same for Texas A&M. Same for TCU. SMU started the year as high as number three. That was in 1985. And Baylor was the preseason number four in 2015. We have a new, most expensive high school football stadium here in the state of Texas.
Yes.
The controversial and crumbling Allen Eagles Stadium.
You got it fixed.
At $60 million was the costliest, but now it's second on the list behind the new stadium in Katy. Legacy Stadium will officially open on August 31st at a cost of $70 million.
Mm. Looks pretty sweet, and it does have suites in it at the 50-yard line and in the end zone.
Wow, that's going to be a non-conforming loan, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Your 30-year fixed, I hope.
It'll be home to several Katy ISD teams, including the Katy Tigers, who have won a record 8 state championships. McKinney is in the process of building a $68 million stadium,
that's
scheduled
cool.
to be ready next fall. So with overrun costs, it could be our new number one.
Wow. Okay, they're going to generate a lot of revenue, but it's going to take a while to hit $70 million, isn't it?
I would think so. PGA winner Justin Thomas created his own very exclusive club with his win last weekend. Thomas is now the only human ever with a major championship and a sub-60 round on the PGA Tour in the same season.
That's right. Shot 59 earlier this year.
Thomas was the 8th son of a PGA professional to win the PGA Championship. And the last time we had consecutive majors won by 2 different players who were 24 or under, like Thomas and Spieth, was back in 1923 when Bobby Jones and Gene Sarazen were kids and went back-to-back.
Oh, that's Sarazen. Stop.
And Thomas's win at the PGA last weekend made it 4 for 4 this year, major winners with six letters in their first name and six letters in their last name.
Conspiracy.
Sergio Garcia, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, and Justin Thomas.
G-E-O-R-G-E. I still have a chance.
Illuminati.
D-U-N-H-A-M. Wow, you do. Poor Louis Oosthuizen. He didn't have a chance. However, Oosthuizen did tweet on Sunday night that he was proud to have just completed his career Grand Slam of second places. He was runner-up last weekend at the PGA. He was also runner-up at the Masters 1 year. He was runner-up at the U.S. Open 1 year and runner-up at the British Open 1 year.
Okay.
He has at least won one of those. He won the 2010 British, so he's got that going for him. But he's also completed the career Grand Slam of second places.
I think that's a funny gag.
Did he put together that crazy video on Sunday, or did someone do that for him?
Him singing on the plane?
Yeah.
I think he did that.
God, that was crazy.
Maybe the rest did him some good. Ryan Lochte got back into the pool last week for the first time in almost a year.
Right.
Lochte had been serving a 10-month suspension for lying about being robbed at gunpoint in the Rio Games, the Olympics last summer. And in his first competition back, he broke Michael Phelps' 11-year-old record in the 200-meter individual medley by 0.02 of a second.
Man.
In case you missed it,
so talented.
Somehow, some way, one of the dirtiest figures in college sports history just got another job. Dave Bliss.
Your hero.
The disgraced Baylor coach and the master BS artist was actually hired by a Christian high school in Las Vegas. Bliss is now 73. He will not only coach the Calvary Chapel boys team, but he will also serve as the school's athletic director.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, I think that happened when you were on your two-day respite in California.
He must interview really well.
He must.
This week's least competent criminal is 39-year-old Marlon Moore, who was indicted in Miami in what the Internal Revenue Service said was a series of attempts to cheat the U.S. Treasury. Using several aliases, Moore allegedly requested bogus tax refunds in the amounts of $5.9 trillion.
This lowered it a little bit.
$2.9 trillion and $1.2 trillion. Also, under his own name, he asked for a more modest tax refund of $10 million.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
All right.
And finally, a man had just settled into his seat next to the window on the plane when another man sat down in the aisle seat and put his black Labrador Retriever in the middle seat between them.
Pop.
The first man looked very quizzically at the dog and asked the other guy, "The dog gets his own seat on the plane?" The second man explained that they were from Homeland Security. He said his name is Sniffer, and he's our best detection dog. The plane took off, and once it had leveled out, the agent said, "Watch this." He told Sniffer to search. Sniffer jumped down, walked along the aisle, finally sat very purposefully next to a woman for several seconds. Sniffer then returned to his seat, put one paw on the agent's arm. The agent said, "Good boy," turned to the man and said, "That woman is in possession of marijuana. I'll take care of her when we land." The first man said, "Gee, that's pretty good." The agent sent Sniffer back out to search again. The lab sniffed about, sat down beside another man for a few seconds, returned to his seat. This time he put two paws on the agent's arm. The
bit of misfire.
No.
This time he put two paws on the agent's arm. The agent said, "That man is carrying cocaine, so I'll be arresting him once we land." Sniffer went back to work, walking up and down the aisles. Suddenly, he came racing back to the agent, jumped into the middle seat, and proceeded to poop all over the place. The first man said, "What's going on?" The agent nervously replied, "That means he found a bomb."
I like it.
Bada-bing!
Oh!
That's Friday morning scatter shooting, your window to the world, and don't you ever forget it.
We won't.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.